This is my turn on The Zone.
Your 60 minutes of fame.
Now, here's someone who's really, really nervous. Gentle.
Oh, man, am I nervous. This is incredible. Hey, I'm Cory Monteith here. You may know me from the television show Glee on Fox or from the modern rock band Bonnie Doon. Here I am at The Zone 91.3 on my turn. Sitting across the table from me is Jeremy Baker.
Hello.
Say something.
Hello.
Say anything.
Welcome.
Hold my hand, please.
All right. Well, what do we got going on here today? You brought a big group of buddies with you. Who are all these shaggy-haired fellows?
The shaggy-haired fellows are members of my band, Bonnie Doon. We play in a city called Los Angeles, and we're going to have a show here in Victoria, British Columbia tonight.
Sugar Nightclub. Hey, how about the guy opening up, J.P. Maurice? You know that guy, or how'd you get figured out that?
Yeah, I checked out some of his stuff on YouTube. It sounds really great. I can't wait to meet the guy.
Yeah, I think you're in for a bit of a treat tonight, checking out that set, and then Bonnie Doon coming up. They're going to play live?
Yes, we are.
Nice.
It's going to be very fun.
What song we want to punch up first here on the Cory Monteith My Turn set?
You know, every time I hear this song, it just, I can't get enough of it. I love this song. It's called Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People. And that was Dead Disco from Metric. I love that song. I used to work in a restaurant in Vancouver and listen to that song all the time. It was a lot of fun. This is Cory Monteith here. I'm your host. It is my turn here at The Zone 91.3 Modern Rock. Before that, we heard Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People. This is a fantastic iced coffee I'm drinking. Thank you. Thank you so much, Megan, for the coffee. It's really enjoyable. It really punctuates the day. Having a lot of fun here in Victoria. It's always good to come home. I love this town. Hey, everybody listening to this should totally come to our show. My band Bonnie Doon is playing tonight at Sugar Night Club on Yates sometime after 7 or 7:30. What time's the show? It's at 11. Really? Is that late?
Yes.
Wow. Oh. Gonna have to drink more of this iced coffee. Up next is a song that, you know, this is one of my favorite Sublime songs. I don't think they played enough on the radio. They always play Santeria and they always play, you know, the other one. But this is a song they do not play enough of on the radio by Sublime. It's called Bad Fish. Enjoy.
You're hot.
Hey guys, how you doing? Cory Monteith here again. This is my turn, still. It's still my turn. On 91.3, The Zone Modern Rock. And I am joined with my band, Bonnie Doon. And we're about to play a lovely track for you called Better View. I hope you guys like it. And if you guys like it a lot, you should come and actually see it live tonight. I know I'm dropping this like it's hot. This is like shameless self-promotion, isn't it?
No.
It's great, though.
No shame. The guys are happy.
I'm happy.
But here we go. We hope you like this song. It's live here at the 91.3 Studios.
You guys should get my guitar. I thought we were like recording this. You said live.
So, this is going to be fun. I feel like this is a new experience for all of us. Wow, where did you guys get that poster up there? That's really cool.
Oh, the one of all of us drawn.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone made that for us, you know, a zoner who's got the artistic bug.
Wow.
You must get a little bit of fan art occasionally.
I get the fan art, but sometimes it doesn't, I don't think it looks like me all the time. You know what I mean? It looks like, I get drawings and it looks like people who kind of look like Cory Monteith from Glee.
Oh, a little bit.
Sort of.
And you see the postal, the zip code, and it's some prison in upstate California. Like, all right.
Exactly. How you
Thank
doing?
You. Justin, you feel good?
Yeah, we'll see about this. Keep getting shocked by this mic, but let's do it.
Go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep. You're needing more than me. Seasons change, but we're the same. Where we're standing, there's a better view. tell me where you've been, where you've traveled, who your friends. You don't need a place to go, just to call your home. There's a better view, there's a better view from where we are. A better view from where we are. There's a better in this town. Well, feelings are found and found again. Did it start? Where did it end? We used to all be. There's a better view. There's a better view from where we are. A better view. There's a better view from where we are. There's a better view from where we are. Better view from where we are. There's a better.
You can't move away from the mic because my guitar is mic'd. Mic's not plugged in.
I'm just trying to drum on Tupperware and glasses here because that's all
I think
got.
You should for the next song.
That's all I got.
We got some pens or pencils for him.
What's next?
I think we're going to pause for a sec and play commercials.
And cut to commercial. How you doing? Corey Monteith with Bonnie Doon here at the 91.3 studio still. This is our turn here on 91.3 Modern Rock. We're going to play another track for you, and this one is called Sailboat.
You get a job here.
He's Jeremy too good fired. At this.
Oh, man, that's heavy.
All right, cool. So you got a little bongo now and some cups.
I got some cups. Do you have any pencils? I want to. Do you have any? I feel like I need to hit things.
Is it an oiler pencil? Can you handle it?
I don't know. I don't know about
kryptonite?
This Oilers pencil here.
All right, another yellow one.
My hand is on fire.
Yes. Hey, I gotta go again. I'm about to laugh.
Get him out.
We need the sun to wake us up. We can't see. Thank you. are the kiss. Won't let go. It's us against the sea in a little sailboat. It's us against the against the world. See the end, but we can find the star. We see the end, but we can
pencils I'm playing.
Dude, every time I looked over there, I'd start laughing. Every time.
What every are time we doing right band, now? This is insane. We're at a radio station. This is cool. So now there's something on this little page that says My Turn IDs. What does that mean?
Well, I think we're going to play a hip song and then hook your iPhone up to our radio robot and play a Bonnie Doone song you brought that's recorded in a studio or something.
Cool. Recorded in a real live music studio. But for now, this is the Tragically Hip.
Yeah, we'll do a Long Time Running maybe.
This is a great song. One of my favorites. How you doing? Corey Monteith here with my band Bonnie Doone. 91.3 Modern Rock. Still my turn. Still our turn. And since we've hijacked your radio station and there's nothing you can do about it, we're going to continue playing Bonnie Doone music. This next track is called Seasick. Enjoy.
Okay, what song do we want?
It's called Seasick.
All right. No, it's Quiet Confidence. Seasick.
There this is the one. This is the one we meant to play. See what happens when you let amateurs in the radio station? Oh, all man.
Right. This is Bonnie Doone on the Zone at 91.3.
Thank you.
Something that you said.
And that was, finally, Seasick by Bonnie Doon. My band. Love my band. How you guys all there doing out there today in radio listenership land? Hope you're having a beautiful day.
Good.
Yay. I heard everybody driving around in your cars saying, yes, we're having a great day. We hope you're having a good day. So we're having a great time here. And I can't wait till the part of my turn here on 91.3 Modern Rock where I get to interview my own band. What a great idea that is. Justin can't wait.
Justin can't wait. All right, well, let's do some commercials and we'll come back with Justin.
Amazing. Cut to commercial. Corey Monteith here. Still my turn. I love this, man. This is awesome. So here in the studio at 91.3 Modern Rock is Justin Wilczynski from the band Bonnie Doon.
Hey,
doing?
Man.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. So your band Bonnie Doon, mm-hmm. You guys are based in Los Angeles.
We are. We're out of L.A.
You've been playing a lot of shows down there?
Yeah, we've been doing a string of shows the last 3 months, and it's been going pretty well.
I hear you had a show at USC. I hear that was a really fun show. Tell
yes,
me why.
USC was great.
What is USC?
This is a yes. college show. It's University of Southern California. We talk at the same time.
I was like, San Diego.
San Cruz.
Yeah, University of Southern California.
What happened?
Yeah.
What happened
at
that show?
And we got done playing our set. And we didn't have any songs left to play, and we got a crazy encore, and I decided that it'd be a good idea to play one of the songs we already played again and invite everybody on stage to sing with us. But I didn't know that the 500 people that were there were all going to jump on the stage and all try to rip Corey's clothes off and grab his drumsticks, and it was a good time.
It was a great time, you know. The fellows working security that evening had a good time as well.
Oh yeah,
it was a
they're
good time.
Sweating.
So what do you see in the future? What do you see in the future for Bonnie? What would be like the perfect support? What band would you like to open for?
Well, we talked about this a lot. I think Jimmy Eat World would be a band that I'd love to play with.
I love Jimmy Eat World
live, just because I've always looked up to those guys, and I think that our fans would like their music, and hopefully their fans would like our music.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be amazing. Yeah.
And if you had to say how many games you thought it was going to take the Vancouver Canucks to beat the San Jose Sharks, I mean, how many games do you think it's going to? Do you think it's going to be like the 4-game sweep, or do you think it's going to take them a little? What do you think? I think it's going to be a 4-game sweep, personally.
Well, I just found out what Canucks even meant not that long ago.
Yeah, okay. So. Justin, you grew up in the Central Coast, California area. Now, mm-hmm. what is your definition of a Canuck?
Oh my God! Is it a bird? Yeah. What is a Canuck?
There's three people in the studio asking what a Canuck is. Four.
Four.
Jacob. Nobody knows what a Canuck. Oh man.
Bird's a good guess, I think, though.
Bird is a good guess.
Yeah, we should take a tally. Do you have, like, is this one of the radio stations where you have, like, those noises, like sound effects?
Oh, you know what? We have them, but I don't know.
Is it a magical animal that doesn't really exist?
A Canuck. Do you know a Canuck, Corey?
It's the way I explain it to people in the States is it's the Canadian equivalent of Yankee.
Yes.
It's
I got a bell for you.
All right.
Ding.
Ding. And I think we got a $25 gift certificate.
Sorry.
For Cormonti.
The pasta garden.
But on the shirt of the Canuck is a whale. Why? You'll have to talk to. Oh.
Is it an orca? It's a,
killer whale.
Killer whale.
Here's one for you, Corey. When you're in the car with the boys,
yes.
driving around, mm-hmm. you need to Google killer whale versus shark and watch the YouTube National Geographic video of that and be like, gentlemen, that's what's going to go down next week.
Wow.
The whale eats the shark off the coast of California. What? Keeping all you surfers safe.
Wow.
He's like the policeman of the ocean.
Let's hear it for the whales.
Let's hear it
for the whales.
Why not?
Good whales.
I thought you were talking about some movie. Plug in a movie. Yeah.
No, it's like a
killer whale.
Geographic documentary. It's
great. White Shark.
All right, what do we want to do? Want to play some rock and roll music?
Let's play some rock and roll music. What do we got here? We got, this is a really cool track. It's a really old track from Tegan and Sarah. from friends of mine here in Victoria. It's called I Hear Noises.
Oh man, those are crazy spoilers about Glee that you just told me off the air. Oh,
no, you can't
believe how it ends.
Jeremy, you can't tell anyone. I'm telling you, if you tell anyone, the show will be ruined. No one will watch anymore.
Well, thank you for sharing that just with me.
Don't tell anyone. Or Twitter it.
I will not.
Or Facebook it or anything else like that. This is The Zone, 91.3 Modern Rock. It's my turn. Corey Monteith. We've had a really good time today. That was Julian Casablancas. I really like that song a lot. It's called The 11th Dimension. And I saw him kick a lot of ass at Coachella with The Strokes. Another band that we should have... Wait, we're going to play them this afternoon. It's going to be awesome as well. But for now, the 91.3 Modern Rock, My Turn Station segment is brought to you by these commercial partners. That was an informative and refreshing commercial break, I have to say. Corey Monteith here, from the band Bonnie Doon. Zone 91.3 Modern Rock. This has been a lot of fun, but Steven from Facebook wanted to know, is the name Bonnie Doon from a school in Edmonton, or what is that band name from, Justin?
It could be, yeah. Someone else said there was a lake here called Bonnie Doon as well.
Bonnie Doon Lake.
But yeah, that's actually, when I was in high school, I saw this Australian movie called The Castle, and in the movie it follows this family that's going through really, really hard times, and they keep referring to a vacation spot in the movie that they have on this lake called Bonnie Doon. And no matter how bad things got, they always had Bonnie Doon to go to. And I really like that idea of having a place to go to, or a band to be in, or someone to talk to, you know, where you just thought everything was going to be okay. And so I always thought after I saw that movie, if I was ever in a band, I'd name it Bonnie Doon. And sure enough,
here we are.
Yeah.
Sitting in a radio station talking about the name Bonnie Doon.
So that's where I got Bonnie Doon.
This is awesome. This has been a lot of fun. We should do this every Friday at 3.
I think they got a direct flight from Victoria to San Fran. You're going to drive up.
Thank you guys so much for having me. It's been so much fun. I really hope you guys come and see my band Bonnie Doon tonight. We are at Sugar Night Club. I think doors are at 9. It's going to rock. It's going to be so much fun. And to close out the show, here's Under the Cover of Darkness by The Strokes.